You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national. We cover down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to a rainy Monday afternoon. But you know what? Let me jump over to my comments. Now, I mentioned the 2020 election a moment ago. Let me just tell you, folks, I am still burnt by that. I am. Don't think I'm not by what I'm about to say. But this morning I was reading a book that a friend recently gave me. It's designed for use as a devotional or just for reading. And the section that I was in this morning was talking about what it means to have an all-in mentality. That attitude that says that I recognize where I've been and what I'm trying to do now, and I choose to leave nothing on the table. So much so that I'm willing to deny my ability to even retreat. Well, the illustration the author gave was that of Hernan Cortez, who led an expedition to the New World of the Americas in 1519. When he arrived with 600 men and 11 ships, he fully expected hardship and difficulty. But he wanted his men looking forward. So legend has it, he burned the ships so his men could not anticipate going back. I was amazed to read this is not a new phenomenon. I did not know that there's scriptural reference for this. In the Bible, we're actually told that when the prophet Elijah called upon another man named Elisha to follow him, that Elisha was a farmer who then sacrificed his two oxen for a large going-away party and used his plow for firewood to cook the feast. He literally sort of burned his ships, if you will, so he could do nothing but go forward from there. Now, both men, Elisha and Hernan Cortez, they didn't forget their past. I'm sure they drew on their past, but they, sort of forgetting what lay behind, pressed on. Well, listen, conservatives, we have an issue. There is still considered by many to be a usefulness, even now, in focusing on the 2020 election. The problem is, we're 2 years removed from it. We cannot undo the fact that for the past 2 years, Biden has been in the White House. We're not going to change that history. He's been there. And we're also, by the way, not going to change 2020 at this point. So burn the ships on that. Let's push forward so we can make sure the mistakes of the past are not repeated by moving forward, not backward. And the truest way to move backward right now would be to in some way give up on some measure of constitutional protections. Well, I've been a fan of President Trump. I still am. If he's at the top of the ticket in 2024, I'm going to support him again. But yesterday, as the debacle at Twitter came to more light, our former president, whom I greatly respect in many ways, he put out word that if we need to change the Constitution to fix our current presidential situation, we should do it. My friends, we should not. Not for a second believe that resorting to a constitutional fiat is going to make our situation brighter. We have to adhere to our Constitution, and we have to move forward. Ronald Reagan said, a government big enough to give you everything you need is a government that is big enough to take away everything you have, and that includes liberties, by the way. Well, today I'm hitting on the fact that I believe in what is often referred to as a strict construction of our U.S. Constitution. Some refer to it as the doctrine of judicial constraint, that the Constitution says what it says, that the courts are to be constrained from trying to deviate from the black and white text of the Constitution. So what's the big deal? I mean, Trump says, let's change the Constitution and fix the 2020 elections. Well, it was written over 225 years ago. And those old dudes, they didn't know what we would be going through now. They couldn't see modern life. They might have gotten it wrong. They might have been willing to write it differently. It might mean something different given our times. Hogwash. Let me take it to you this way for a minute. Have you ever gotten that thing, that new device, that new toy, that new product, and it came with instructions, you know, some assembly required? I will never forget the Christmas that Charlene and I gave the kids a real deal foosball table. Oh, yeah. Not some run-of-the-mill, low-level junk table that blows over in a good wind. No, sirree, Bob. It was a professional grade, worthy of any commercial game room or arcade. Oh, yeah. Of course, it required some assembly. So the folks that designed the foosball table told me how to put together, right? It works best that way. But what if I had had my own notions in the middle of the night when I was trying to get everything ready? How about I put the legs on top? How about put more of the little men on one side than the other? How about if I mix up the colors of the jerseys so each side looks like it has an equal number of red and blues? Don't put the handles on, just the plain bar. Listen, the originators, who built the foosball table, they can't see what I see. They can't know what I know. They don't know my kids. They can't see my understanding of fair play. Or can they? You see, they provided instructions for a reason, because they knew that it would go together the right way if I followed the instructions. Well, the Constitution of the United States and its duly passed amendments, such as the first 10 in the Bill of Rights, they are there for a reason. And we don't just suspend them because we're angry about something. We don't. Things like freedom of religion, speech, and the press. The right to bear arms. No requirement to ever have to bear the cost of housing troops in our homes. Protection from an unlawful search and seizure. Life, liberty, and property. The right to an impartial trial. Listen, all these things and more are vested in our Constitution. If we tamper with even one of those, if we allow one of them to be diluted, if we amend it just to get the upper hand in an election, then the whole thing becomes a house of cards. It's like saying, I believe in everything in the Bible except for that Genesis 1-1 about God created the heaven and the earth. If you don't like Genesis 1-1, the whole Bible becomes suspect. Well, if you don't like the Constitution's adherence right now, you deny it. Next thing you know, the whole thing becomes suspect. The only body that can revise the Constitution is the legislative branch. By virtue of publicly debated amendments, which are then sent to the various states to be ratified, voted on by the state legislatures. 3/4 of the states must agree. 33 times since its creation, the amendment process has been used. 27 times it's succeeded. In other words, not even every time works. And that process is so important. It's sacred. If we allow the courts to simply say, well, we don't like that provision about bearing arms or state rights or free speech, and we make those changes from the bench, then the actual rights of citizens are immediately all in jeopardy. Listen, too often these days, liberals want to put their agenda forward, but oftentimes it's that good old firewall called the Constitution that keeps us a free nation. They can't get around it. I mean, unless they come down to the point that they pack the court with liberal justices who refuse to be bound, justices who believe the Constitution is a living document meant to be interpreted. No, it's not supposed to be. And it's not supposed to be for Republicans either. So we should not stand for one of our own calling for a change in the Constitution merely to suit a matter of great inconvenience, or for that matter, even for disenfranchisement. We don't just willy-nilly call for it. It doesn't work that way. By God, no, not for a second. Our founders knew what they were doing. As surely as the company that manufactured that foosball table for me knew that it would work well if I followed the instructions, our founders knew what they were doing. And conservatives, listen, y'all, we also know. We know that every branch of government must be preserved by the support and the maintenance of conservative caretakers. In this case, conservative judges. Judges who take the role seriously and are determined to uphold the Constitution. To fiercely interpret it as a document that the courts have no right to change on their own, that no candidate for election can demand be changed for their benefit, no right to interpret it any differently than what it actually says. I'm a conservative. Defined in part because I believe that the rights we have are inalienable. They are written in our Constitution. They are sealed by the efforts of generations before us. And I'm a conservative because I believe that the day that we water down the Constitution and make it malleable and permeable and mashable, that we cease to be a nation in which people are free as a matter of right. I'm a conservative, and I believe in upholding the Constitution strictly and with constraint. We need to burn the ships on the idea of undoing 2020's awful election. It was awful. Make no bones about it. But we're not going to sit around continuing to rehash 2020. We're so far down the road, we've got to get fixated on 2024. We've got to move forward. The goal here is that we move forward and fix the problem in a manner consistent with our founders' intent, not with changing the election to redo something we can't go back and fix now. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. All right. Well, we'll see how many of y'all I made mad. But the reality is this. Yeah, 2020's election sucked. And don't tell me it wasn't rigged in some places, that it wasn't wrong. I get it. I totally get it. But the reality is we're 2 years past it now. We're over the hump. We're halfway to the next election. It is time for us to burn the ships. Talk of changing the Constitution to go back and fix 2020, not going to happen. And it shouldn't happen. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. So looking over at the text line real quick, I see I got one back from JT from Lacey Springs. Says, I agree with the monologue, except for the assembly of the foosball table. Says, reminds me of the play kitchen for my granddaughter to soon assemble 80 pieces and 150 various fasteners. Yep, good luck to you, brother. Blessings on it. Missy from Falkville, let's see what she says. She says, I do not agree with Trump and what he said about the Constitution, but do we continue to allow the Democrats to manipulate our election procedures to the point where a Republican can never be elected again? Or are we there already? Some believe we are. Okay, and Missy, I get that. That's why I'm saying we got to move forward. The idea that the call should be to go back and change 2020, we can't negate the fact that Biden's been in there writing executive orders now for the last 2 years. It is time for us to get ready to take it back in a manner that is consistent with our Constitution. And yes, I agree. We've also got to make sure that the procedures, the laws, everything's in place so that we don't have a repeat of some of the junk we had in 2020. I got somebody held on during the break, so I'll grab that. Is that Jeff from Indiana? What are you doing calling in so early, man?
Got a comment on your the first thing you said there, you know.
The monologue.
The monologue. I couldn't. Yeah, words escape me sometimes.
What do you think about it?
But the one thing that doesn't escape me is that you don't have any constitutional rights.
Oh,
the only constitutional rights are granted to you by God, but unless the government enforces them, good luck with that.
You know, I am. Okay, so I have constitutional rights. There's no way you can say I don't have constitutional rights, but I agree they have to be enforced. That's the issue. You're exactly right.
Yeah, it's just like if I went out and if some member of my family was murdered, and the prosecutor decides not to prosecute, and the federal prosecutor decides not to prosecute, even though a murder is illegal, they got away with murder. Or basically, it's okay then.
Well,
and that's what it boils down to.
You know what, though? The reality is, but staying on the topic that we're on with the elections were whacked. Yeah. The Constitution says the election laws should be administered and actually put in place by the state legislatures. There were times they weren't, and there were things we know were wrong, and we're finding out more and more about Twitter suppression, and who knows what Facebook and Google did to help. But all that to say, I mean, do you agree? We can't go back now and undo 2020. We can just make sure it doesn't happen again in 24.
Yeah, but I mean, that's true. But the thing about it is, this was an unconstitutional election because election laws were changed by people who did not have the power to do so.
I agree. Had
there been enough people changed to make the outcome different, then we had an illegal election.
Well,
even if it wasn't though. They still did it the wrong way, and we should have had an election do-over, actually, because, I mean, if you don't follow the rules, then it should have been null and void and called for another election.
Well, I don't disagree with that. I think the whole thing was whacked. I think it was jacked up. I think the sentiment that created the January 6th riot at the Capitol, notice I didn't say insurrection because it was a riot, but I think that was all driven by the fact that there were so many things that were just being, you know, done incorrectly or done illegally. But the reality is, I think we all need for President Trump, who right now is still the top of our ticket on the red side, that we all need for President Trump to stop calling for the undoing of a previous election. It's just we can't get there now. We're 2 years down the road. Let's make sure that we're doing it right for 24.
Yeah, I mean, Trump's. I love the man, but he's toast. I mean, he's come out with so many whack things in this stuff that I don't think he could be elected again. You know, and I'm a Trump supporter, you know, above anybody else. But you got to look at what's going on, and is he going to? You know, it doesn't do any good to support him if you can't even beat Joe Biden.
All right, brother.
I got the
music playing. That means the heartbreak's on me. Hey, be safe on the road. It's a messy day out there, man.
Yes, it is.
All right,
Thank you,
we'll
Phil.
See you, Jeff.
Have a good one.
All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, coming back with number one, taxation fixation. We'll be right back.